Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Banana. Putting a banana by me.
I did not do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did. Y'all have the jokes.
There's no jokes.
Putting bananas in my area. I don't like bananas in my area.
I think you do.
That one time in college.
But. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., he is the radio analyst on the Miami Hurricanes radio network. He is a friend of ours, and he provides us with more entertainment than any one man should provide others with. Hello, DBJ.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Oh, my goodness. We had such a delightful time on Tuesday listening back to your four calls from the last game and what Filero did with them. We have to send DBJ that MP3. I'm assuming you weren't listening on Tuesday. You're a very big flooring guy.
Well, I will tell you, I was at the Miami Springs Rotary doing a little talk for them, and I've gone there every year for the last 15 years, and somebody walks up to me and says, "I didn't know you were so rich," because they heard you. They said, "How come you say that on the air that you're rich?"
You're getting mad. I'm getting rich.
and then they said, "How can you?" I mean, they started ripping this, and they had not one clue, right? So I'm like, my boys are at it again. It must be Tuesday.
It was so great, man. So we'll go back over it again. But let's talk a little Miami FIU first here, because they've got the game on Saturday. This would be Butch Davis's Super Bowl win, right? If he could miraculously figure out a way to beat the Hurricanes?
Knowing Butch Davis, he'd give everybody a ring if they beat Miami on Saturday. Yeah, it would be a Super Bowl win for them. And I really believe, in knowing him the way I do, he's got them believing this is the Super Bowl, and that's what he's supposed to do. And he's got them believing that they can win, and that's what he's supposed to do.
And DBJ, I know this week is not going to matter much. I believe the Canes will beat the hell out of FIU. But moving forward, I've seen enough games. I believe if DJ Dallas doesn't lead the team in touches, somebody is making a mistake on the offensive side of the ball. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. Him and then Thomas, right?
Jeff is special.
You got to get Thomas touching that football. But I really, you know, what's been great for me about DJ Dallas is getting to know him. Like last year, he was a freshman, and he went from receiver to running back, and he had limited touches, and he's kind of feeling himself around. He's taking control of this team, and he's got such positive energy. You know, he came out and said, "Hey, don't boo Malik Rozier." You know, he came out and told everybody in an article, and he takes great pride in being a Hurricane. He had known Mark Richt since he was like in 10th grade or 9th grade, and wanted to be with Coach Richt, and then followed him from Georgia down here. But he's just one of those guys that were a Hurricane. It didn't matter that he was from Georgia. He was a Hurricane at heart, and he's doing a great job.
What'd you think of Malik Rozier taking a little veiled swipe at his local detractors by saying he wasn't just shushing the opposing crowd?
I think that, you know what's funny? I think it's hard when you're that age to be booed by your own people, you know? And I don't think these young men understand it. I've never understood it. You know, I mean, you got to remember, they're 18, 19, 20, 21, and it's hard on them. And he probably thinks, "Hey, I came here to play football for Miami. I'm giving you every single bit of energy and effort and talent that I got. Don't boo me," you know? And I kind of side up with him. I don't think they should be booed. you're unhappy, you're unhappy, right? But, I mean, at a series or a game, I got it. You can be upset. But to pick people out individually, not kids. Not kids.
And talking about the quarterback position, especially in college, it has a lot to do with trust. And, you know, we talk about N'Kosi Perry and Malik Rozier and Evan Sheriff last year, Cade Weldon, you know, the young guy, Jaren Williams. But when you talk about the quarterback position, is it trust? Would you trust Malik the same that you trust N'Kosi, or has Malik gained your trust more than N'Kosi with his experience? And that's what I think he's feeding off of right now starting.
Well, I have to trust Malik because I don't think N'Kosi's there. I really don't. I think it's great that he's getting – he got about the last 6.5 minutes of last week's game against Toledo. He didn't throw a pass. I think it's wonderful that they played all four quarterbacks, but the three backups against Savannah. And you saw that N'Kosi is raw still. I mean, and what I mean raw from experience. He can play the position. He's gotten better, but he's still got to get reps on the field. I still believe that Malik Rozier gives Miami the best chance to win. The more that N'Kosi plays or whoever's number two of the week, the better it's going to be this year, the better it's going to be for sure next year. And you've got to play those young guys. And Malik Rozier last week looked like to me that he had the most fun and was the most comfortable that he's been at that position since he's been a starter. And I can't explain it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he plays this week. If he's on point again this week, if he runs the ball the way he did, if he handles it, no interceptions, he's efficient in the offense, then maybe this is a new Malik. Maybe he's hit another plateau of experience, and maybe he's hit another level of understanding of this offense, because I think we saw when this offense clicks, it can click. And I think the guy that's probably the most frustrated about it is Coach Mark Richt, because you see what they do when they're hitting on all cylinders, it can be a pretty exciting deal.
Dom Bailey Jr. is with us. You will hear him Saturday on the broadcast on this very radio station before we get to the nonsense. Does FIU have any way to hang with Miami Saturday? Do you see any way that they could?
I think that there's more talent, more speed there than anybody anywhere knows. You know, I mean, they were with Indiana within 10 points of in that game. Indiana's a pretty good football team, but Miami should win this football game unless they decide to give it away. And that's what it boils down to. You know, you go into a game like you did last week, zero penalties, zero turnovers, zero sacks, you can hang with anybody. And you got to really strive to do that, because Miami has to play that kind of football, guys, to compete at the highest level. They have to have the checks marked on those categories. You can't lose the turnover battle. You can't lose the penalty battle. You can't lose those areas in a football game that haunt you for the entire contest.
Should we play for DBJ what he did last week, or should we just give him our suggestions for this week?
We got to give him last week.
All right,
just a little bit
quickly. All right, so quickly, just to recap what you did for us last Saturday. Fire up the first one, Falero.
You getting mad? I'm getting rich.
All right, here's DBJ's version.
Here's the run up and the kick. This one toward the corner and goes out of bounds. Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
Come on,
thinking,
Bubba.
21-0. I hate when they do that.
I know you do. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
I have no idea what just happened.
Just following the script.
It was excellent. That was very good. It was very well done. You did it subtly and just kind of threw it in there. And then, do you have this god awful song that you made, Falero?
Watch that little beat. Watch that little beat.
You get mad. You get mad. And I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad.
I can't even.
And I'm getting rich.
All right, turn it off. I can't even. I can't even. So you did very good on that one. A+.
A+. Thank you.
I made you into a hit, baby.
A+. What's the next thing we gave DBJ?
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Only love my bed and my mom, and I'm sorry. All right, let's hear what DBJ did.
Backs are waiting. Snap is down, and backs are.
Joe even got in on the action
good.
Here.
And with 8:11 to go in the first quarter, Miami with a spick and span drive. They grab a 7-0 lead over Toledo.
I only love my bed. and my mom, I'm sorry.
God's plan.
That was excellent. Yeah, you have to be proud of that, DBJ.
I am proud. You know, you can tell we've been working together for 20 years.
It's delightful. I don't even want to hear that song again. What's the next thing we gave DBJ?
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
It's contagious, bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. B-R-U-H, bruh. Listen to what DBJ and Joe did here.
Call the 19-yard line, Rozier. And a Bayless up the middle. Nobody's going to get him. It's a touchdown, Miami. DJ Dallas, 19 yards for a touchdown. With 8:34 to play in the third quarter, the Hurricanes strike quick. And now lead it 27-14.
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious, bro.
I think it's brah.
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 I'm a bro guy, so it's hard for me to get the brah out.
It's brah. You said broth. I thought you were ordering soup.
Oh, brah.
All right, and finally, brah. Contagious, brah. All right, what's the final one we gave him?
I got the only house on the block. People. That's why I'm the Kang round here.
That's why I'm the Kang round here. Let's hear DBJ.
37 yards for Malik Rozier. Another touchdown for the Hurricanes quarterback and another headline for the Hurricanes quarterback. Miami 41, Toledo 24.
Malik Rozier, you got the only house on the block paid for. That's why you're the king around here. What a play.
You got the only house on the block. You were 4 for 4 last Saturday, DBJ. You did us proud.
I was on my medicine. I'm glad I did good, bro.
You did, man. All right, you ready for this week's lines?
I'm ready.
All right,
I'm ready.
So here are lines. We're going to give these to Don Bailey Jr. He's going to work these into the broadcast Saturday. Miami and FIU, they kick off at 3:30. You can hear the game here. We have another Drake song first. Is that what we're doing first? Here's another Drake line.
She want a photo. You already know, though. You only live once. That's the motto. Get YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day.
You only live once. That's the motto, Joe. YOLO.
I was going to work this one in. You only live once.
You only live once. You know, you do a crazy reverse, a flea flicker.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, that's surprising. Well, you only live once. That's the motto, Joe. YOLO.
That's the motto, Joe. YOLO. He'll like that. See? That'll fit right in. That's the motto,
Get
Joe.
Get nervous every time he says that's the motto.
Joe, a little bit.
Yeah.
Joe?
Here's one from Eminem, an oldie but a goodie.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, the real Slim Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Would you please edit that down so I have at least a chance to get some of that out?
All right, so you think you can work that in?
Slim Shady one time?
Well, you got to say, I'm Slim Shady. Yeah, the real Slim Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Oh, we're going to have to edit that baby down. You can't even send me that. It's so long, you can't even send it to me.
All right, so like first or second quarter, you think?
Sure.
Here's one from, see if you can do this. This is from LMFAO.
I got a passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. I'm sexy and I know it.
There is no way.
Come on, DBJ.
Oh, yeah, come on, DBJ. Sure. Like I told you, you want that on? I'm going to be there every afternoon with you guys.
Just saying, but DBJ, like, if Jeff Thomas goes off, if he just beat somebody on, you know, on a deep route, he has some passion in his pants.
And he ain't afraid to show it.
I'm glad how you guys rationalize it. You understand?
All right, well, if we can get Joe to say
passion in his soul, some passion.
If we can get Joe Zagacki, if we can get Zagacki to say, I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, will you then chime in with, I'm sexy and I know it?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll work on Joe Zagacki.
Okay, I'll try.
Let's work on Joe.
Passion pants.
You ever
get that to him.
Did you ever see the movie what was this, Trading Places, right? Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
Of course. About 100 times.
All right, remember, he's in the jail. He's a karate man. You remember this?
I'm a karate man. He bleeds on the inside.
Right, all right, here's the line.
How come I don't see no marks on you?
Yeah.
Because I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man bruise on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
Because I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man bruise on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Oh, that's the first guarantee we ever had.
Guaranteed.
Because I'm a karate man.
I love it. Excellent. All right. I'm very excited about that. You know, we have this big concert coming up for the radio group called Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. Have you heard about this?
No.
All right, so we have this huge festival every year. It's the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 30th through December 2nd. It's an unbelievable lineup of artists. You've got Sublime and 311 and Live and Young the Giant and Sugar Ray. And then on Friday, November 30th, there is Sheila E., Sugar Hill Gang, Baja Men, Lisa, and also the Jacksons. The Jacksons. And by the way, when you're out there, Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It's sponsored by Ripid Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, Botron Rum, Please Drink Responsibly, and Nova Southeastern University. And you can get all the tickets and info at WQAM.com. But we had the Jacksons record a little promo video. Our promotions guru, Von Freeman, got the Jacksons to record a little promo video to say that they're coming to Riptide. And here's the beginning of it.
Hi, we're the Jacksons.
I'm Jermaine.
Marlon.
Jackie.
And I'm Tito.
Hi, we're the Jacksons. I'm Jermaine, Marlon, Jackie, and I'm Tito.
What Sugar Hill have to say?
So here's what we wanted you to do. You and Joe together say, hi, we're the Jacksons. And then you say, I'm Jermaine. And then Joe says, Marlon. And then Curtis says, Jackie. And then Steph, the specialist, chimes in, I'm Tito.
But I want to be Tito.
Okay, you can be Tito and let Joe be Jermaine. One more time, the Jacksons.
Hi, we're the Jacksons.
I'm Jermaine.
Marlon.
Jackie.
And I'm Tito.
You think you guys could do that, the four of you in the booth?
Yes, I do. I think we are highly qualified to pull that one off.
All right, that'd be great. And that would help out the radio stations to help promote Riptide.
Yep.
So you'd be doing a solid for Entercom Radio Miami.
I'd be happy to do that.
All right, and let's finally give you the white Missy Elliott one more time. We've been trying to get this done every single week. It's the white Missy Elliott performing at a karaoke event at a park.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
Keep sending it.
Okay. Hey, man. That's all I need to hear. Keep sending it. We'll keep sending it. All right, so we got some good ones for you this week. You'll be able to work some in. I would imagine the Hurricanes are 26-point favorites.
And never forget, Don Bailey's a karate man.
Bruise on the inside.
Karate man bruise on the inside, DBJ.
I only bruise on the inside. That's it.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday with Joe Zagacki right here on 560 WQAM. Kickoff is 3:30. Thank you, DBJ.
No problem. See you guys.
Oh, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. The pleasure is all ours.
It sure is.
The pleasure is all ours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.